This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
I am now recording. Welcome everybody back to this, I'm going to call it an in-betweener episode of What Is This Blank podcast. This little episode, we're going to be talking about shit we used to eat as a kid. I'm going to start. For those who know me, I'm a large person. I am overweight. And once I tell you this snack I used to eat, you will find out why. I would take 2 pieces of Wonder Bread because, you know, we were fancy. And I would then take the sugar container that we have.
Oh, God.
And I would then pour sugar all over the bread.
So gross.
Like fucking thick. My parents had to have been wondering, where the fuck is all of our sugar going? Well, you know what? It was going in my goddamn sugar sandwiches. That's where it was going. So I've got about like a half an inch of sugar, okay? And then I take the other bread, piece of bread, and I mash it on top. And then I would fucking eat that thing. And I'll tell you what. If you haven't tried a sugar sandwich, fuck off. Don't judge me. Go try it yourself.
Just the bread and the sugar. Which Wonder Bread is just sugar. Why don't you just take spoonfuls of sugar?
Because that's gluttonous.
Oh, did you wash it down with some Kool-Aid while you were at it?
Well, actually, to continue on, what I would eat and drink with it sometimes is I would have fruit punch Kool-Aid. And sometimes I would actually dunk my sugar sandwich in my Kool-Aid so my bread would have a little bit of Kool-Aid on it.
Oh, God.
And I would then take a bite of said Kool-Aid sugar sandwich. Again, don't judge me. You haven't tried it.
I'm surprised you still have both your legs.
Hey. I was active when I could get around.
That...
Top it, I dare you.
Top it?
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't think I can. I don't think I can top it.
Come on, Kevin. You guys ate some stupid shit in Kalamazoo.
Let's go. Wow, okay. This is like probably this equal on the gross scale.
First of all, you haven't tried it. Don't judge. Go ahead.
No. No. I'm judging. We weren't allowed to use the stove, but I loved cookie dough, so I would make my, like, I knew how to make cookie dough, so I would just, like, make cookie dough and then eat it without baking it.
Oh, God. I mean, it's delicious, but salmonella, right?
How many times did you get worms as a kid?
Zero.
Wow.
It built up my immune system.
It's that Michigan water.
Right. There's so much iron in the system.
Yeah. It coats a nice layer of protectiveness within your insides.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. And the thing is, I mean, you're a kid, so you might not have really known how to make cookie dough, but pretty close.
Oh, it probably was terrible. I mean, looking back now, it probably wasn't a good cookie dough. Like, if you would probably made cookies out of that.
Was it thick or, like, liquidy almost?
Thickish. Thick. It was thick. It wasn't, like, soup.
All right. Steven?
So now... Would you, like, wad that up in a ball and walk around eating it like an apple, or?
In a bowl, spoon.
I was just going to say, I guarantee you ate it in a bowl with a spoon.
I mean, what? I should have put it on some Wonder Bread.
Yeah. And then dunk that shit in Kool-Aid.
Dunk that in a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh. Oh. That's hot. Come on, Steven. What are you...
What's up?
Something you had to have eaten. Come on. There's got to be something.
Oh, I didn't make cookie dough raw. I would have been caught in seconds if I had done that. So I didn't do that, and I definitely didn't eat sugar sandwiches. I mean, the hell.
What's your parents loved you and paid attention to what you were doing and watched over you?
No, they just would have noticed, like, where's all our bread and sugar going?
Could have blamed it on a sibling.
Well, that's true. My teeth are vibrating just thinking about it, though. Like, all that sugar, just grittiness, chomping down on that sandwich.
Oh, God. It was good.
What were you like for, like, the next few hours after one of those?
I would come home from school, and then I would make that sugar sandwich, and then I would go outside and run around. I would run around and play. We played playing the hide and seeks and the cowboys and the robbers and, you know, streetcar football. I would run it off, man.
I just see like young kid Aaron walking around with this white sandwich, but it's just like spilling sugar everywhere. Like there's this trail.
No. See that? That's the part though. See, that's where you got to mash the bread together. Like, have you ever taken a piece of bread and you just mash it up in your hand?
Yeah.
You know how it gets? It almost like it, whatever moisture's in there,
yeah,
it kind of makes it that weird doughy almost type of thing. Well, when you push the two pieces of bread together with the sugar, it forms a seal.
That's what you need the bread. It was a sugar containment receptacle.
Yeah.
But since it was made of sugar, like 90% sugar itself.
It provided flavor, too. I mean, Wonder Bread's good, man.
And the texture, right? Like, there was a crunch to that.
Oh, God. I mean, a little bit, but not, you know. Not like a crunch. I mean.
Well, did you cut off the crust like any good kid did? Or?
No, I'm not a pussy. If you didn't eat crust as a kid, there's something wrong with you.
I think someone could say eating a sugar sandwich. Right, something wrong with you too.
Nah.
Sugar sandwich, fine. Sugar sandwich with a crust cut off, fuck you. What the fuck is that?
You know, I hope the people of Crustables are listening because they could make a sugar crustable sandwich.
God. I think they do. That's just the regular Uncrustable.
They're Nutella Crustables. Uncrustables. Oh, man. Did you guys ever eat anything else that was kind of weird or goofy? Weird snacks? No?
I can't one up you. That's the problem. You've literally dropped a bomb.
I guess we weren't allowed to have sugary snacks. That's why I had to create my own with the fucking making the cookie dough, because we didn't have sugary cereals. We didn't have soda. It was like Crystal Light, iced tea, and cornflakes, and that was about as exciting as my household cabinet got.
That was actually kind of the same with us, but I knew where the bread and the sugar was.
Yeah.
You know, and Mom always had a Kool-Aid in there, so it was like I made do with what I could do for my sweets. Had to get my sweets on.
Well, that might explain some things, though, because like when I grew up, we had that stuff. We had all the sugary cereals. We got one candy bar a week from the store. We always had sugar available. Like, we weren't hogging down on it, but we always had it. So maybe it was the fact that I had it that I didn't need to resort to such sandwiches.
It could be.
You were living the high life with your candy bars, lighting cigars with $100 bills. Everybody in your family had a smoking jacket. You didn't give a fuck.
How many containers of butter did you guys have out at once?
Oh no. 5.
See, folks, I always get made fun of because we would have butter in the fridge, And then there would always be the stick of butter that was on the counter in the little butter dish because that was soft and easy to spread on toast. Kevin seemed to think that we were hoity-toity rich people because we had two different butters.
We just had country crock, and it was one temperature. It was, fuck you, this is country crock, here it is. You were like, oh, mama, go get the 65-degree butter in the pantry. It's right next to the 72-degree butter.
I heard it was much worse. Like, you would request bathroom butter or back room butter.
No.
Summer butter.
No, that's what that little bitch over there says. We had two fucking butters. That was it. Cold butter, room temperature butter. Because when you're spreading it on toast, you want nice, soft, room temperature butter.
See, I grew up with butter in the fridge, but then when we go to my grandparents, they always had a stick sitting out on the table. But that was weird. It's like, but the butter's warm, and it like it's not being refrigerated at all. So it was always a conflict in our family. We never knew which way to go. Like, at home, it was cold. At grandma and grandpa's, it was warm.
See, maybe my parents had both those ways also. Like, one family, they had it in the fridge all the time. One family had it out all the time. And then when they got married, they were like, your way's dumb. And the other one's like, your way's dumb. And they were like, why don't we just have both ways?
Let's never make our children choose again. Right. Our children will grow up in a world where all butters live together.
And all sandwiches have crust.
Where the fuck is our sugar disappearing?
Maybe that's why they got divorced. My dad would always be like, where's the fucking sugar? And Mom would be like, I just bought a bag last time we went grocery shopping. Well, there ain't none in here. I don't know what to tell you. I bought it. Well, if you bought it, it would be here. You tell me I'm lying? Well, I don't see sugar. You say you bought sugar. I don't see sugar. Where's the sugar? You tell me. Explain to me where the sugar is if you bought the sugar. That's it. I'm leaving. Two Christmases! Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
So I guess, you know, I guess that ends our our in-betweener episode of what kind of shit did you eat as a kid? Anybody eat mud pies? Like where you'd actually go into your backyard and make mud and put that mud in your mouth?
Oh, no.
Oh, me neither.
Tune in next week.
Somebody had to have eaten a bug, though.
Not intentionally, no.
Not even on a dare.
No.
What
where did you grow up?
Like where I live now, which is none of our audience's business. It was in the Northwest.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Hmm. Whatever. It is what it is, I guess.
I mean, if it wasn't cheese or some sort of dairy product, we weren't eating it in the Midwest.
Well, see, my parents were from the Midwest, so we had Midwest tendencies growing up, you know? So, I don't know. Whatever. You guys didn't live. Just once. Take a piece of bread. Just one piece of bread. Put a spoonful of sugar just on one half of a piece of bread. Fold it together and pop that sumbitch in your mouth. Go get Wonder Bread, though. Don't use fucking Oven Joy. Don't use the shitty bread. Use the good bread, which I don't see very much Wonder Bread now, but the Franz Big Loaf bread, when that's on sale at the store, go get, I'm telling you. You guys will be like, fuck, now we know why Aaron's fat. But I have not eaten a sugar sandwich since I was a kid, so I did not continue on my ways. All right. Tune in next time when we talk about stupid games we used to play as a kid. I think we got some of those. Okay, so again, everybody, if you like the bullshit you heard, follow us, like us, share us, and send us an email with any thoughts or ideas to whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com, and we hope to see you, hear you, listen to you, listen to us, listen, hear, see you listening. Look, I want to look at the, I want to, bye!